I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
I guess so.
Ah, but I'm thinking of ending things.
Yeah, me too.
Don't you think after 11 years we ought to end this? But I can't.
Right, I know. Well, because they keep making movies. Yeah, this new one. I'm thinking of ending things. Charlie Kaufman.
Oh, it is.
Sort of twisted auteur behind movies like Adaptation, Being John Malkovich, Anomalisa.
Mindbenders.
Wouldn't you say absurdist
comedies?
Yeah,
I think that's good.
So his latest movie, I'm Thinking of Ending Things, now streaming on Netflix, in some ways, more Charlie Kaufman. Oh, the other one, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless
Mind. Right, and that's the one that everybody will hold up as the positive in the end.
Right.
A great relationship with a couple. Strange to get there. Most people will say, oh, Kaufman's good, because the rest of them are pretty bleak. And this one,
yeah,
G-money.
Up until this point, I've considered him sort of an absurdist. You get the movies and they're kind of coming at you in a way that like seems familiar, but then they take these absurdist turns, these, you know, they have these kind of just really ridiculous kind of bends to them. This one is straight up surreal. He goes from being absurd to surrealist. Also, this is an adaptation of a novel, which I didn't know.
Yeah, Ian Reid.
Yeah.
Though I haven't visited it in a long time, Synecdoche, New York. But anyway, this one to me is extremely bleak, desperate, and hopeless.
You have a protagonist who's thinking of ending things. Jesse Buckley plays a woman in a relationship with Jesse Plemons.
Plemons, right.
They're on the way to meet this guy's parents. She's thinking of ending this relationship with him. Or we think perhaps she's thinking of just committing suicide.
Yeah, and I think that's where Kaufman is so brilliant. His title does double duty for him, and it fits. This trip that they're taking to the parents is one of the longest in film history.
Right.
It's got to be 20 minutes.
The movie has like, well, it's a long movie. It's being marketed as Charlie Kaufman's horror film. It is not a horror film.
Oh, no.
Bringing audiences up close to deep ideas about living.
A little bit like Get Out.
Yeah.
You know, you have them going to the home, that Twilight Zone sense of dread.
I don't think we can really understate how bizarre this movie gets. This movie is super challenging your ideas of what it is to be a movie these days. You know, this movie got me to thinking about other surrealist films. David Lynch, even. When's the last time contemporary audiences watched a David Lynch movie? It's been a while.
So Mulholland Drive.
I know, but it's been a while.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of people who watch Netflix even are aware of these films.
Okay.
There are a lot of rewards to be had if you stick with this movie, as flawed as it is.
Yeah, and Kaufman would like it to be universal. Just as Nolan did in his film Tenet, we have here our protagonist without a name. So he's going to universalize it. He's taking us beyond whatever people think about the horror part of it. It's just dismal. It looks like anything could happen at any time. And particularly as we get to the ending, it gets pretty bizarre.
Yeah. We also talked about Tenet, Christopher Nolan being indulgent.
Yeah.
He does a really good job of filtering this movie through his own weird sensibilities.
Listen.
But it is indulgent.
Oh, I know it
right?
is. When they get to the parents' house and you have their wacko parents, David Thewlis and Toni Collette.
Yes.
Worth seeing for these two. Bizarre. It is the nightmare that any young couple might expect. Our couple, each one seems to be uncertain about the other, while the male is not as clued in as she is.
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking maybe things will work out. Then they get with the parents, and I think to myself, yeah, that's you guys in about 30 years.
The parents are suddenly old and firm, then they're young and spry again, then they're gray-haired, then they're brown-haired, then they're, you know, in varying degrees of old age makeup. Perception is in question here. What are we seeing? What's happening, right?
As we end up our discussion, just talk to me about you said surreal?
Yeah.
Wow, what a scene. Plus, all of your nightmares about high school come back in that janitor with
or a dead-end job, or never leaving a small town, or being trapped in a relationship that you're not quite sure of.
That camera pulls up high, and we see the car and everything. This is really a story about hopelessness.
Yeah, for sure. And the decisions that we make in our personal life. It is a challenging movie.
I'm thinking of ending things. But don't you think we're ending cinema classics?
No.
We're just beginning.
We're just going to keep going on in surrealist fashion.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.